Vatican and World News.
Today, Sunday, June 2nd, is the seventh Sunday of Easter. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis presides at the celebration of the Divine Liturgy in Blaj in Romania. During the liturgy, the Holy Father beatifies seven martyred Greek Catholic bishops. And for the final event of his apostolic voyage to Romania, Pope Francis meets with members of the Roma community. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis celebrated the Divine Liturgy in the city of Blaj on Sunday morning and beatified seven Greek Catholic bishops who were martyred under communist rule in the second half of the 20th century. Sean Patrick Lovett tells us more.
The city of Blaj is in Transylvania and is the principal religious and cultural center of the Romanian Greek Catholic Church in the region. Pope Francis arrived there from Bucharest on Sunday morning and was joined by over 60,000 people for the celebration of the Divine Liturgy. The Pope took his inspiration from the Gospel of the day, in which we hear how Jesus restores the sight of the man born blind. Instead of acknowledging the miracle, the Pharisees question everything about it, including the authenticity of the man's blindness and Jesus' right to heal on the Sabbath. The whole scene and the arguments that follow show how hard it is to understand the actions and priorities of Jesus, said Pope Francis. Jesus, who brings someone from the periphery to the center.
Cerca la persona con il suo volto.
The blind man had to live not only with his own blindness, but also with the blindness of those around him, continued the Pope. He pointed to the resistance and hostility that can arise in the human heart when, instead of putting people at the center, we put special interests, labels, theories, abstractions, and ideologies, which manage only to blind everything around them. Pope Francis contrasted this with the Lord's approach. Far from hiding himself behind inaction or ideological abstractions, he looks people in the eye, said the Pope. He sees their hurts and their history. He goes out to meet them and does not let himself be sidetracked by discussions that fail to prioritize and put at the center what is really important. Pope Francis then referred to the experience of Romania under communism. You were forced to endure a way of thinking and acting that showed contempt for others and led to the expulsion and killing of the defenseless and the silencing of dissenting voices, he said. The Pope spoke about the seven Greek Catholic bishops he'd come to beatify. With great courage and interior fortitude, they accepted harsh imprisonment and every kind of mistreatment in order not to deny their fidelity to their beloved church, he said. Pope Francis concluded his homily by warning against new forms of ideological colonization that quietly attempt to assert themselves and to uproot our peoples from their richest cultural and religious traditions. May you be witnesses of freedom and mercy, said the Pope, allowing fraternity and dialogue to prevail over divisions and fostering the fraternity of blood that arose in the period of suffering, when Christians, historically divided, drew closer and more united to one another. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
During the liturgy, Pope Francis, as we said, beatified seven Greek Catholic bishops who were martyred under Romania's communist regime. Paul Samusumo tells us more about them.
All seven of the Catholic bishops were arrested in 1948. All of them were imprisoned and left to die of hunger, exposure, disease, of the effects of hard labor, and then they were buried in unmarked graves. The liturgical chair used during the Divine Liturgy in Blaj on Sunday was made from the wooden planks of the prison beds and from the iron bars of the prison windows, where some of the martyrs died. Romania was under Soviet occupation and ruled by Nicolae Ceausescu. When Iulius Hosu returned after completing his theological studies in Rome, he spent 22 years in prison. His last words were, "My battle is over. Yours continues." He never knew that Pope Paul VI had created him a cardinal in pectore in 1969. Vasil Afteni also studied in Rome. A year after his arrest, he was transferred to the infamous Ministry of Interior, where he suffered terrible tortures and eventually died of his wounds in 1915. In 1929, Johann Balan was appointed to the Vatican Commission to draw up the new Code of Canon Law of the Eastern Churches. After his arrest in 1948, he was placed in solitary confinement and died in 1959 without ever being tried or sentenced. Valerio Tirian Frensu was ordained a bishop when he was only 37 years of age. Also arrested in 1948, he spent the rest of his life in a concentration camp. When he died in 1952, his body was thrown into an unmarked grave. Johann Sichu was ordained a priest in 1931. He too died of hunger and disease while in prison. In his last letter to the faithful before his arrest, he wrote, "Do not be deceived by vain words, promises, lies. We cannot sell Christ or the church." Tito Livio Kinezu was born in 1904. He was ordained a bishop in prison by those bishops who were themselves prisoners. When the secret of his ordination was leaked, he was transferred to a prison where he died of cold and hunger. Alexandru Rusu was consecrated bishop in 1931. Arrested in 1948, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison for instigation and high treason. He died in 1963 and was buried in a prison cemetery without any religious rites. From the night of the 28th of November 1948, when all the Greek Catholic bishops were arrested, until the 25th of December 1989, which marked the end of communist regime in Romania, the only divine liturgy in the Romanian language available to the faithful in that country was that broadcast by Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis ended his pilgrimage to Romania by asking for forgiveness in the name of the Church for the injustice perpetrated against some of the country's and the world's most marginalized and discriminated against people. His apology and call for social inclusion came during a meeting with representatives of the Roma community that makes up about 10% of the nation's 20 million people. Linda Bardoni has this report.
Pope Francis chose to go to the impoverished Barbu Lautaru district of the city of Blaj for his last, but certainly not least, of his meetings with the people of Romania. It's a periphery. It's where the majority of the inhabitants are Roma. It's the perfect place in which to ask forgiveness for all the times in history, the Pope said, the Church has discriminated or mistreated them. "My heart is heavy," Pope Francis said. "It's weighed down by the many experiences of discrimination, segregation, and mistreatment experienced by your communities. I would like to ask forgiveness for this," he said, noting that Christians, including Catholics, are no strangers to such evil. "I ask forgiveness in the name of the Church and of the Lord, and I ask forgiveness of you." The Pope said his plea for pardon refers to all those times in history when we have discriminated, mistreated, or looked askance at you with the look of Cain rather than that of Abel, and were unable to acknowledge you, to value you, and to defend you in your uniqueness. Condemning an attitude of indifference that breeds prejudices and fosters anger and resentment, the Pope said whenever anyone is left behind, the human family cannot move forward. But, the Pope continued, as men and women of goodwill, we need to choose a civilization of love over a civilization of hatred. We need to choose the way of Jesus that demands effort but brings peace. The Pope then encouraged those present who represent their people across the globe never to be afraid to share and offer the distinctive gifts that mark their culture and their history. Amongst them, he listed the respect for the value of life and of the extended family, support and concern for the vulnerable within the community, respect and appreciation for the elderly, spontaneity and joie de vivre. Wherever you feel yourselves, he said, share those gifts and try to accept all the good that others can offer you. And he encouraged them to journey together in helping to build a more humane and fraternal world. I'm Linda Bordoni.
One of the main themes during Pope Francis' apostolic journey to Romania, whose population is primarily Eastern Orthodox, was the importance of unity among Christians. As we conclude our broadcast today, we hear from Archdeacon Yonat Mavriki, the Vice Director of the Press Office for the Orthodox Patriarchate of Bucharest. He spoke about the significance of the Pope's visit and told Vatican News that Romania can be a model for unity.
Of course, it's a very important event for whole Romania and for both communities of faith. And the Orthodox share the joy of the Catholics that receive their Pope. And once again, it's a sign of unity, it's a sign of hope, it's a sign of shared meaning and of shared testimony to Europe that Christianity can actually represent the foundation of the unity of a disintegrating Europe. First of all, we must understand that the symbol that is represented by our national cathedral, it's a symbol of unity. And therefore, the message of the two highest hierarchs of the churches represented here is a message of unity, of peace, of love, of embracing each other, respecting the differences between us, but with this underlying message that although we are different, we must live in unity, and we must actually live in our lives the message and the hope of unity that Jesus Christ asked for. The commandment for unity and the commandment for love of our Lord Jesus Christ is a commandment for all of us. As I said, even though there are differences between the two communities of faith, it doesn't mean that we cannot understand each other and we cannot walk together the path of unity. And what is interesting is that Romania can be actually given as example of, let's say, good practices for the model of, let's say, living together. A lot of communities of faith are living in Romania without tensions. And let us not forget that we are Romanians, we are all Romanians, we are all brought together by the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's the significance brought forward by this meeting.
And that was Archdeacon Ionut Mavriki. He is the Vice Director of the Press Office for the Orthodox Patriarchate of Bucharest. And as we conclude our broadcast this afternoon, the Holy Father at this very moment is concluding his apostolic journey to Romania, just 3 days. And he is on the plane now, which is taxiing on the runway and departing even as we speak. We do invite you, as always, to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va for stories about all of the papal events in Romania. And there you can also find the full text of the addresses and homilies pronounced by Pope Francis during his apostolic journey. And again, as we conclude our broadcast this evening, the Pope's plane has just lifted off from Romania. Please be sure also to check out the latest updates on our Facebook page and on Twitter. And also check out our YouTube channel for the video of all of the events that the Pope took part in Romania, including with English commentary. Many thanks.